Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story. Hello, and welcome to the sleep story from Abide. I'm Tyler, and I'm blessed that you are here. Thanks for joining me tonight for our story titled, Architect of My Life. As you fall asleep, you'll be hearing from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22, which says, In Him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. I pray that God's Spirit will dwell with you tonight as you trust the Father in all things. With God as your master architect, you can't go wrong. All that you are is built upon the true cornerstone, Jesus Christ. As Ephesians 2, verse 20 says, We are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. Be strengthened tonight as you hear more from the scriptures about the way in which God builds your life for His glory. For you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance for you to do. In this story, we'll spread out the blueprint of our life, just like a blanket spread out on the bed, with everything laid out before God. We'll ask Him to examine our hearts and make the changes necessary for more peace and joy. We'll also be hearing encouraging passages about unity with other believers, fastened together for a mighty purpose in the Lord. But for now, settle your mind on Jesus, the cornerstone on which everything in your life is built. Brick by brick, stone by stone, your Father God builds you up for His glory as the master architect of your life. As you prepare to fall asleep, make sure you've eliminated any distractions such as lights or noises. Crawl into bed and find a cozy spot, making yourself very comfortable. Pull the soft covers over you and take a nice, deep breath. Let the stillness of the room enclose you with a sense of warmth and peace. Feel your body begin to relax, starting with the crease in your forehead, letting it soften as you take a nice, deep breath. Now, move to the tops of your shoulders, and if needed, roll them gently backward a few times, allowing the muscles to loosen and release all tension. Take another deep breath in and exhale. Let your arms rest gently at your sides and your legs grow heavy. you are completely relaxed in the presence of God. In the name of Jesus, He is with you. Feel the presence of the Holy Spirit now, covering you with His characteristics of love, joy, peace. The love of God fills your heart with joy. The assurance of His presence fills you with peace. Inhale and exhale. Release all your stress, worry, and anxiety to the Lord. He knows just how to handle it. Sink your head deeper into the pillow as if you were sinking into a soft cloud. Rest in the stillness of the room, letting the quietness soothe you after a long day. God is with you, my friend. He is with us. Where two or more are gathered in His name, He is with them. Let this thought bring you deep and comforting peace tonight as you rest in the Scriptures. In Him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us tonight. In the name of your Son, Jesus, and by the presence of your Holy Spirit, please remain with us. Lord, give this listener deep assurance that you are the faithful builder of their life. They can trust you with every decision that needs to be made. Please, remind them that their life is being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets that went before them. And Jesus is the chief cornerstone, the one who holds it all together. Lord, please let them feel the security of your love, binding their hearts to yours and reinforcing their spirit by your Spirit. Continue to be with us, Lord, as we hear from Ephesians chapter 2 and many other passages that strengthen us for the journey. Please use this time of sleep to restore your child's mind, body, and soul, helping them to wake up in the morning renewed and refreshed. I pray these things in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. If you've ever met an architect, you know that their role is to design a solid structure in such a way that it will serve a purpose and stand the test of time. Each building must start with a solid foundation and meet certain standards of excellence. There is no cutting corners or scrimping when it comes to building a safe place for people to work or dwell. And so it is with God. As He builds us into a holy dwelling for His Spirit, we know that we are fellow citizens with God's people and also members of His household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. In Him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. let this passage settle over you as you rest on the words, a dwelling in which God lives. The word dwelling indicates a place to reside, inhabit, and abide. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, we read this. Do you not know that you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you? The Holy Spirit of God lives in you. This means His divine characteristics also dwell in you. His love fills your heart to the full, overflowing into the lives of others. His joy surpasses your understanding, causing you to rejoice in His name. His peace flows through you, emanating a gentle and quiet spirit to everyone in your sphere of influence. You, my friend, are set apart for God's glory. Your way of life is different than the world's. Your goals and dreams are fulfilled by the peaceful standards of God's word. Let this comforting thought settle over you for a moment. You are set apart for the glory of the living God. The architect who designs a magnificent structure plans and prepares ahead of time. Which reminds us of the passage again. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works prepared in advance. Our heavenly architect planned the purpose of our lives long before we were created. He has always known who we would be and who we would become. Of course, the greatest plan of all was to bring us to Himself through Jesus Christ, His Son, to reconcile us by the blood of the Lamb and give us eternal life. Let's take the next few moments to thank God for eternal life through Jesus, His Son. Gracious God, thank you so much for the greatest gift you prepared in advance for us, your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we are forever grateful for the free gift of salvation offered to us at just the right time. We can look back and see how you orchestrated certain events to lead us back to you, and we praise you for your faithful provision. Tonight, Lord, as this beloved child sleeps in your presence, please remind them of your work in their lives. Remind them that they are your masterpiece, designed by you to house your spirit and be a holy dwelling built up in faith and unity. Please continue to be with them through the night and watch over them as they sleep. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Now, let's hear from the Apostle Paul as he spoke to the church in Ephesus, saying, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight." Holy blameless, blessed, chosen. Let these words soothe your mind as you enter into the first stages of sleep. Through Christ alone, you are made holy as He is holy. By His blood, you are declared blameless, free of guilt and shame. In Him, you are blessed, chosen, redeemed, and set apart. 19th century preacher Charles Spurgeon once said, "Faith goes up the stairs that love has built and looks out the windows which hope has opened." It is your faith in the Savior that leads you step by faithful step. One foot in front of the other, you climb the staircase of faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." Come to the Father tonight. He is waiting to commune with you. He guards you as you sleep and surrounds you with His peace. As Paul said, "I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith." Feel the strength of God dwelling in you tonight. By the power of His Spirit, experience the architect of your life, building you up into a holy vessel of faith. The old Scottish hymn, "How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place," recites these comforting words. "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts, to me. My thirsting soul longs eagerly within your courts to be. Beside your altars, Lord of all, the swallows find a nest. Happy are those who dwell with you and praise you without rest." Pause here. In the loveliness of God's presence, His dwelling place, His faithful abode. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Nothing I desire compares with you. The blueprint of your life is open before the Father. Every dimension of your being has been drawn by Him. In love, He has sketched out a plan for you, a plan that cannot be erased. Not only has He placed His divine imprint on your heart, but He has also equipped you with all the materials needed to be built into a holy structure that houses His Spirit. There are no mistakes in God's divine purpose for you. His plans are perfect and always lead to His glory and your good. So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. For you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of His calling, and that by His power He may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. Rest in the words, every desire for goodness. What a good father you have. A father who has carved your path on the palm of his hand and leads you in all righteousness and truth. God is the architect of your life and has skillfully drawn the path toward your future. You can fully trust in him. In the world of architecture, plans are drawn from various perspectives, each giving a different view of the same structure. A basic plan is drawn on a horizontal plane, showing a view from above. Your life is seen by your Father above. Every detail from beginning to end is viewed by the God who loves you and wants the very best for you. An elevation drawing is a blueprint drawn on a vertical plane, allowing a view from top to bottom as if you were looking through a brick wall into the side of a tall building. Each staircase leads to another floor, just as each season of your life is connected by steps of faith. God sees each section in detail. There is nothing hidden from his sight. Your life is a beautiful blueprint laid out before him, covered and protected by his love. Heavenly Father, please see this child's life as a life lived in faith to you. As they rest tonight, strengthen their weaknesses and secure their frame. As you view the path ahead, Lord, please assure your precious child of your presence every step of the way. And by your Spirit, lead them in the way they should go. In Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen. The New American Standard Bible explains Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22 this way. So then, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. This passage tells us we are no longer strangers or foreigners. We are no longer outcasts or outsiders. Instead, we are fellow citizens with other believers, members of God's household, and accepted as his beloved family. Let the thought of being loved, valued, and accepted bring you deep comfort tonight. Feel the warmth and unity of the family of God surrounding you. You have been given the blessing of belonging, the richness of acceptance, and the peace of inclusion. Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. In the bigger picture, God has fitted you together with the saints, placing you in the exact spot where you are supporting one another as a holy temple in the Lord. Let the imagery of God's temple fill you with peace and joy tonight. Remember the words of Isaiah's vision. I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Knowing that God is on his throne, high and lifted up, gives us hope for the future. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, prepared in advance. Allow the master architect to show you his plan for your life. As you sleep tonight, dream of the wonderful things he has purposed for you. Things that lead to peace, hope, and joy. My friend, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He has built your life with every support you need. You are equipped for every task and supplied with the fullness of the Holy Spirit within you. Jesus, your chief cornerstone, is the foundation that will never crumble. He will never give way. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. As the comforting song lyrics say, Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all. Tonight, be strong in the Savior's love. Through every trial and storm, be upheld by the Lord of all. Nothing formed against you will prosper. He is a mighty fortress around you. In the words of Charles Spurgeon, the firmest things in the universe are the promises and purposes of the unchanging God, and these are the safeguard of the obedient believer. Let the thought of God being your safeguard comfort you now. His promises and purposes are unchanging. They are firmly established from all eternity. They are written on your heart as a blueprint of faith. God's plans for you cannot be erased. They are carved in stone, the chief cornerstone. Every measurement is calculated by God's love. A love that has no limit. Nothing you desire compares with him. He holds your life in his hands, and he can be trusted with everything that concerns you. As your life's journey is directed by the Father, feel the peace he offers with every step. You are never alone. He is with you, always. As each new season approaches and you find yourself at the bottom of the staircase once again, know that Jesus is your guardrail. You can hold on to him and find the strength you need to put one foot in front of the other. And when you reach the next landing, you'll find a soft place to land. and to be restored in the Father's love. There is no height nor depth where his love cannot be found. The Proverbs tell us, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Oh, the precious riches of God that fill our every room, until the walls are bursting with joy we can barely consume. And by his knowledge the rooms are filled with treasures from above. Our holy God, complete in glory, building our lives in love. Sleep peacefully in the beautiful plan God has written as the architect of your life. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the way in which you've built us up in unity as a holy dwelling for your Spirit. Please, God, help this child feel the unity they have in you. With each peaceful breath they take, fill them with the joy of your presence. Help them feel the strengthening of your hand as you restore the weak places in their life and renew their hearts and minds toward your divine purpose. In Jesus' holy name, amen. My hope is that you've been comforted by the imagery shared in this sleep story tonight. As you envisioned your master architect inscribing you on the palm of his hand, I pray you felt the comfort of his peace and joy. Continue to trust that God has a beautiful plan for your life. For you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, prepared in advance. Allow the Lord to continue his good work in you, for in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. And as always, continue to abide in Christ.